Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. In these hazy, hot, and humid days of summer, we are given a delightful gospel today, Matthew 11, and Jesus' great invitation, his beautiful words, to come to him and to find rest. Of course, these are very fitting for summertime vacation as people go away. And I'm sure Wildwood, Sea Isle, all the shore towns would love to have said these words that Jesus himself says, "Come to me, all you who labor, and you will find rest." But these words are not just a summer advertisement to rest. They are the word of God. These are words that are true for every season, for all people, no matter who, no matter what. It begins with this great word of praise of Jesus to his Father, a word of truth that the Father has revealed to little ones, the mysteries of the kingdom, a word of invitation to come to me. There is a very curious, sometimes overlooked line in this invite, and it reads as follows. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Growing up in Philadelphia, I always thought a yolk was that yellow part of an egg. Y-O-L-K. And it took many years for me to realize what a Y-O-K-E was. Not a yellow part of the yolk of the egg, but rather a wooden beam associated with work, an instrument of work. We are familiar with them here in Chester County. But in case anyone is not so familiar with what a yoke is that wooden beam placed on oxen or cattle that unite the cattle together, align them so that the instrument of the plow or the field instrument could be pulled. And so a yoke is a work instrument. It unites animals together. It connects and it makes the work easier. Which brings us to a great point of curiosity. Why is it that Jesus, in inviting us to find rest, why does he invoke a work instrument? This is where the advertisement for Sea Isle or Wildwood would differ. Wildwood and Sea Isle offer a beach, an ocean. Jesus, in offering rest, speaks of a yoke. What's up with this? What is Jesus speaking of? What might he be doing? Well, of course, he's referring to his yoke. And his yoke is the cross. And the cross is what unites mankind to the Lord. Yes, God took on flesh so that he may meet us in our burden reality. He took on flesh that he might be made one with us. And from that position, taking on the yoke of sin, suffering, and death, taking on the flesh, God invites us to be one with him so that we, in fact, may be saved. Jesus describes his yoke as easy. Now, in the Greek, the word is not translated easy. The word that is used is krestos, which in a more precise translation means well-fitted, serviceable, adapted to purpose. So when Jesus says, my yoke is easy, he's really saying my yoke is well-fitted for you. My yoke fits. We all know what a yoke that doesn't fit feels like. It's lousy. You break your back. You get a splinter. but a yoke that is well fitted, a yoke that is for you, to pull that with Jesus, to be united with him. My friends, this really does yield rest. You may have heard it said by Christians, perhaps even from this pulpit or from priests, that God will never give you more than you can handle. You know, God never said that. It's not in the scriptures anywhere. And whoever did say that, it's not true. God never said that he wouldn't give us more than we could handle. What he did say is, and what we do believe, and what we can know, is that there is nothing in this world that God can't handle, that God and us can't handle. So many people spend their lives angry of God. They blame God. They put all sorts of blasphemous blame on God. What does God do? He's not blind to our burdens. He's not blind to injustice. But he invites us to come to him, to get under and with him under the yoke, and to extend his mission of salvation. My friends, we're not saved by ourselves. If we're by ourselves and our cross, our problems, our difficulty, we're doomed. But with the Lord is salvation. With the Lord is our hope. With the Lord, and only with him, we find rest. Is it any wonder today that as people push away God, as people go away from the Lord, that the burdens become bigger, that the burdens become more heavy, and the loneliness, depression, the sickness grows more? My friends, Jesus says, come to me and take my yoke. Learn from me. You will find rest. This week, I would invite you to pray with Matthew 11. And really pray on what Jesus says and what he promises. I close with two little words here. One is a story, a made-up story. One are true words from St. Francis de Sales. The made-up story. A young man was at the end of his rope, and seeing no way out, he dropped to his knees in prayer. He said, Lord, I can't go on. I have too heavy a cross to bear. So the Lord replied, my son, if you can't bear its weight, just place your cross inside this room, and then pick up any other cross that you wish. The young man was filled with relief. Thank you, he sighed. He did what he was told. And upon entering the room, he put his cross down. He saw so many other crosses, some so large that the tops were not even visible. Then he spotted a tiny cross leaning against the far wall. I would like this one, Lord, he whispered. And the Lord replied, my son, that's the cross you just brought in. And finally, the words from St. Francis de Sales. The everlasting Father has, in his wisdom, foreseen from eternity the cross that he now presents to you as a gift from his inmost heart. This cross he now sends you, he has considered with his all-knowing eyes, understood with his divine mind, tested with his wise justice, warmed with his loving arms. He has weighed it with his own hands to see that it be not 1 inch too large, not 1 ounce too heavy, for you and him to bear. He has blessed it with his holy name, anointed it with his grace, perfumed it with his consolation, taken one glance at you and your courage, and then sent it to you from heaven, a special greeting from God to you, an alms of the all-merciful love of God. My friends, may we encounter that mercy of God and know what it consists of. God and us, you and me, united to him under his yoke, and under that yoke, finding rest. God be with you.